200 airplanes? That's the number that crossed the wire this week, and it's worth stopping on for a moment. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where we take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean from the left seat. Bombardier just handed over the 200th Challenger, 3500, and that milestone says more about where business aviation is heading than the press release lets on. Let's get into it. First, the housekeeping that keeps this show on the air. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, here's what you need to know. Bombardier announced that it has delivered the 200th Challenger 3500. This is the super midsize business jet the company rolled out to replace the Challenger 350, and by the numbers coming out of the manufacturer, it has become one of the most popular jets to hit the market in the last few years. 200 deliveries in a program that only entered service in the back half of 2022 is a fast ramp by any measure in this segment. Let me put the airplane itself in context, because if you fly light singles or twins, the super midsize world can feel like another planet. The Challenger 3500 is a wide cabin jet, two Honeywell HTF7350 engines hanging off the back. It'll carry a typical load of passengers something on the order of 3,200 nautical miles, which means nonstop from, say, Los Angeles to New York with room in the tanks. Cruise up in the mid to high 40s, above most of the weather you and I plan around. Top speed brushing up against Mach 0.87, but the raw performance isn't really the story. The 350 already had most of those numbers. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. What Bombardier actually did with the 3500 was go after the cabin and the cockpit experience. This was the first business jet to come with a voice-controlled cabin seats that the company says reduce fatigue on long legs. A galley redesign. It was a bet that in the super midsize category, where the raw speed and range numbers between competitors are close enough to split hairs, buyers would decide based on how the 8 hours in the back actually feel. 200 deliveries suggest that bet is paying off. So why does any of this matter to you if the closest you're getting to a Challenger is watching one taxi past your tie-down? Here's the connection. The super midsize segment is one of the healthiest corners of the entire aviation market right now, and that health flows downhill in ways that touch every one of us. Think about it. When Bombardier is delivering airplanes at this clip, and when we heard just recently that Textron's Citation line is holding strong on pricing, and when the order books at the top of the market stay full, that keeps the whole industry's engineering and manufacturing base funded. The avionics that debut in a jet like this, the synthetic vision, the enhanced flight vision systems, the data link weather, those technologies migrate down. They show up in the King Airs, then the high-end pistons, and eventually in the experimental panel some of you are building in your garage right now. This affects you if you fly in the busy airspace where these jets operate. A growing super midsize fleet means more of these airplanes in the flight levels, more of them shooting approaches into the same reliever airports you use, and more traffic sharing the system. That's not a complaint. It's a reality to fly with. And this affects you if you're anywhere in the aviation career pipeline. A strong business jet market means demand for the people who fly them, maintain them, and dispatch them. 200 Challengers need crews. Those crews came up through the same flight schools and the same right seats that everyone listening either passed through or is passing through now. A busy top of the market pulls people up the ladder, and that opens rungs at the bottom. Now let me flag one thing as opinion so you know where the reporting ends and where I'm reading the tea leaves. I think the interesting signal here isn't the 200. It's what the airplane competes against. The super midsize class is a genuine dogfight right now. Bombardier, Gulfstream, Textron, Embraer, all of them are pushing product into that range in cabin size because it's the sweet spot where corporate flight departments and charter operators are actually spending. When you see a manufacturer hit a delivery milestone this fast, it usually means they read the room correctly on what buyers wanted. In this case, comfort and quiet over another few knots of cruise. That's a shift worth watching because it tells you the category has matured past pure performance bragging rights. The practical takeaway for the average listener is small but real. Keep an eye on what debuts up here in the flagship cabins, because it's a preview of your panel in 5 to 10 years. The trickle-down in avionics and materials from the business jet world is one of the quiet engines of progress in general aviation, and a healthy super midsize market keeps that engine turning. That's the story. Bombardier's 200th Challenger 3500, and what a fast, quiet, comfortable jet tells us about where the money and the technology are moving. My thanks to the team at Flying Magazine for the reporting on this one. You can always find more at radiohangar.com, 200 airplanes, and the next one's already on the line. That's the business, and it's a good sign for all of us. Tower signing off. Keep your scan moving.